Hello, hello, everybody out there. People above, people below, people all around us. How's everybody doing? It's your boy Eli, dude with a podcast. How y'all doing today? I hope everybody's, man, doing good this 2021. It's going to be a good, prosperous year. Back one of the episode of, you know, you can't spell life without E. I'm excited. I've been very happy and everything's been going good. So I'm just here to get spread some love and hope y'all doing happy. Spent 3 months in 2021 and, you know, already things been probably happening. I know things happened to me. Big things are happening this year. I hope big things happen with y'all this year. I know I've been gone for a little bit, just been kind of sitting back and processing life for real, for real. Hope y'all enjoyed my last episode. It was really eye-opening to a lot of people. I got a lot of great feedback back. Once again, thanks for all the support. Thank y'all, just everybody. I have a new Instagram straight from my podcast, Can't Spell Life Without E. It's on my link tree. It's on my Instagram profile, mine right now, but you can follow it. Click the link above in my Instagram profile, you'll see it. But today I just want to get right into it. It's another episode here, and this year has been showing me a lot of insight on like the power of like the mind and what you think, how you manifest, and like betting on yourself and sticking to your goals. And I feel like a lot of people get so discouraged by the littlest things. We get so timid, so scared, so sheltered, because so protected, because one person said this, a girl said this, a guy said this, somebody you care about or that you think may like you said something like, oh yeah, you know, that's not you. Do they really know you for real? And that's the thing, do people really know you? Stick with your plan. It's your plan. Like, stick with your plan. That's why I'm doing this. I'm sticking to my plan. And like 3 months ago, I wrote down all my goals I want to do, and I've been maintaining them. And I've been knocking them one by one, because God and universe is real. And he's been by my side the whole time for what I've been going through. And I'm not saying I'm going through a lot, I'm worried, but it's just the fact that I know that there's a greater power out there, there's a greater energy out there that we don't really know about, man. I've been exposed to it, I haven't really truly experienced yet on a different level. And it's just crazy, because people be like, you know, getting situations and they want to get themselves out of it. And they think it's all them. It's like, nah, yo, it is not you. There's something more out there that's propelling you forward, that's already written your chapter in your book in a way, you know what I'm saying? It's already been done, it's set in stone. And that's when it's just like, you just gotta just follow the book, read your own life. So I told myself, I'm gonna let God and let the universe be the author this year, and I'm not gonna steal the pen. God's writing down, the universe is writing down my goals for me, writing down my life for me. I'm just reading along, just flipping page by page, And me doing that and not trying to feel like, oh, I'm not in control, or I can't do this, I can't do that. Just got that word can't out of my head. I just took it out of my whole vocabulary. Because now it's more, I can do this, I will do this, I am doing this, I'm still accomplishing this. You got to always congratulate yourself when you do, even the littlest thing. You trying to stop smoking cigarettes, let's say you have a tobacco problem, you stop for a week, even for a couple of days, you tell yourself, yo, I did that, I did it. I have a friend, Shaya, I went to middle school with her. She's been posting on Facebook nonstop how she's been, you know, just quitting and quitting. And at first, people called, dropped a couple of laugh emojis and everything. I'm like, why are you laughing? So it's been 3 days. So it's been 5 days. That was a month and a half ago. A month today, or a few days ago, maybe like a month and a half, going on 2 months now. She's like, hey, y'all, I know it's the biggest thing, but I'm 30 days without smoking a cigarette. And that's amazing. And then now she got all the love. She got her flowers and she got her roses. Like, y'all should have done that when she just started. That's going to really show real support. It's just things like that. You got to watch the company you keep. You got to surround yourself with people who want to elevate you and support you, who actually look at you. Like me, I tell my friends, I speak life into them. I speak the world into them. I say all my friends are important to me, like flowers. Flowers, you give them time. You nurture them. You watch them grow. You speak kind to it. You water it. You make sure that flower is going to become the best, most beautiful flower. And that's how I speak to my friends. I let them all know, man and woman, you know, y'all flowers to me, y'all important to me. I want to see y'all blossom into this beautiful, beautiful person you're supposed to be. And, you know, some people call me crazy and weird. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm on a different level of where I'm at right now, you know? And I watch what I say. I watch what I mind. I watch what I think, you know, because you can't sit here and wish, it's like you can't sit here and hope somebody the best, but still wish bad on them. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying, you know what? Hey, I wish nothing but good luck for y'all, but fuck you. You don't mean that. You see what I'm saying? How can you live like that? And that's so sick. That's where we live in. It's the evil world we live in. Y'all laugh. That's what Future said, but it's real. It's the evil world we live in. It's real toxic. It's real hostile. So this year, if you have plans, you want to start that business, do it. You want to start that marketing brand, you do it. You want to get into web design technology, you do it. You want to start a fashion company, you do it. And don't let nobody stop you. And you surround yourself, people are going to elevate you to get that. Don't sit here and settle. Don't sit here and worry and panic like, oh, what if? Those what ifs are going to come. If you had the what if moments, your team, your support system is supposed to be around you. But hey, bro, hey, sis, you're good. You're doing fine. Don't worry about that. That's the people who's supposed to block those what ifs. Because no matter what, the mind, the way you think, is fear. Fear is something we can't control. So you're naturally going to be like, oh my gosh, like, because you don't have the knowledge of it. You're unaware of it. It's foreign to you. You never seen that. You never been down that path. You never started this new process of your life. So now you're sitting here in this fearful mindset. You're like, oh my God, like, what do I do now? And it's like, you don't need to be like that. You truly don't need to be like that. There's no need for that. You should really sit here and be on a way different level, a way positive level, a higher frequency, a higher vibration, and let that spread love. So watch what you say, both good and bad. What you manifest, you get. If you keep waking up and say, I'm broke, I'm not happy, I'm not healthy, I'm fat, I'm depressed, I every time I start something, it fails, people don't love me, the universe and God are like, all right, bro, go ahead. All right, sis, you are that. You're right. Keep doing it. Until you look at God and you look at the universe on your back and you just sit here and say, please show me the sign. I am happy. I am grateful. I have nothing but gratitude and love. You will start being rewarded. That's all I've been doing. And it may sound crazy, but it really does work. Your voice has power. That's why it's called spelling. You know, like I tell you, watch your tongue. Because what you say, it can happen. It can. You may not be joking about it, but guess what? It still may come in a way. And you got to be careful because you might be saying something on some slick shit, on some funny shit. And the next thing you know, it really does happen. You're like, whoa, I was just like, I said that or I thought about that. And now you're like thinking like, was that me? Now there's a guilt. Because it might have been you. You never know. The universe is always listening. What's done behind closed doors, somebody's always watching. Somebody's going to see. Somebody's going to know. It's never really hidden. So that's what I've been big on this year. That's what I've been doing. So 3 months, you know, I've been saying this like a checkup. Every 3 months, I'm going to do a checkup for y'all. And make sure y'all still on the same page. Y'all still accomplishing your goals. Y'all still going in that business. Don't falter. Don't stand the straight and narrow. Don't just let, if it's not good for you, it's not going to get where you go. Just eliminate it. If it's not going to elevate you, just eliminate it. So that's one thing I've been really doing. And then my homegirl Lex, she said some real stuff to me. She was like, focus less on like the controlling aspect. Cause I was like, look, I feel like this, I'm going to take control of my life. I'm going to be more aggressive, more proactive. And she said, that's good. But focus on less controlling on it. And I was like, huh? She's like, focus more on like the accepting the here and the there. Like knowing that your future is already secure and prosperous. And that hit me. I sat there. I was like, this girl's crazy. But I sat there and like told her, I was like, yeah, I feel that you are right. Like I do need to be more calm and conscious and more at ease and know that things are going to work out because everything does work itself out. Everything works itself out. But I was just so like, how can you have that much faith or how can you just sit here and just not focus on things I can control? And she's like, if you can control, of course, you know, act on it and then don't just be lazy, but focus more on the here and there, you know, in the future. And I was like, yeah, but some days I feel like I kind of lack the motivation. I'd be so tired. Low vibrational days will always happen. We're human. We are all human. And we're all going to have those moments of like where we are down. We don't have the energy, the go, the oomph to get up and be like, I want to do it. But that's okay. We're human. So not every day is going to, you can wake, go to bed early. Get the rest you need, the 8 hours that scientists say, the 9 or whatever it is, you can do that and still wake up like, I'm gonna choose violence, fuck the world. It happens all the time. People do that, but and that's right there's a that's because it's not you, as you're on a lower vibration. Something internal or even the people around you or your own mind is like holding you back. They're pulling you down and you're not able to elevate and go forward. You're not able to prosper, be where you want to go. So, I mean, you got to stay raw humans. Some days are going to be good. Some days are going to be bad. But at the end of the day, it's what you want to do. It's like you can either wake up. And then the days that you do fall down, embrace it. It's okay. Maybe I need some rest. Maybe I need to readjust. But don't sit here and those days become an everyday thing. And that's what Lex said. Don't let those things become an everyday thing. Me, literally, when I start like down moments, I kind of do the complete opposite. I do something that's going to uplift me, that's going to elevate me. Like, I got into reading more now. I'm reading more again. And this book, like The Origins of Creativity, I've been reading that a lot. And that's what kind of opened up my idea side of my mind. That's what comes with some of my ideas and just writing down ideas every day, different, you know, business plans, different investments I want to take in, my diet, you know, cutting back on drinking, just going out in general, protecting my energy more, because I know that I can give a lot, but I don't receive the same love back. It's not always reciprocated. So I feel drained a lot. I feel tired a lot. I feel like I'm just like, oh, I'm being used, even though I'm not being used. But that's my Leo in me, you know, that's my fire in me, you know, and sometimes I got to recharge. We always got to take a recharge. So I've been doing that. I've been recharging myself, staying in my bubble. You know, that's on my profile, says in my own bubble. Cause that's what I've been doing, by my own bubble. There's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing bad. It's just that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I'm 25 now, and I know where I want to go in life, and I'm gonna get there. And people are gonna get cut by the wayside. So I hope y'all do the same thing. Not everybody's good for you. They could be good for your flesh, good for that pleasure, good for that temporary healing, that loneliness, to fill that void, but they're not going to be long term, or they'll be the ones who stab you in the back. And the thing is, it's not the person who stabs in the back, it's not being stabbed in the back, it's when you turn around and you see who did it. And that's what you got to watch out for, them type of people, because those are going to be in your inner circle, who know your deepest darkest secrets, your deepest fears, the things that make you tick, your triggers, things that make you laugh, things that make you sad. And they can use that against you and plot that on you, and you're sitting here like, really, out of all the people, is you. That's when it gets you. So your support team for your goals this year have got to be, you got to weed them out. You got to really weed them out. You got to sit here and sit back, protect your energy, retain yourself, read the room. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is really power. And you got to do your research. I'm not talking about going on Google, because we're such a Google world. Just Google it. No, you got to do some deep research. You might have to go to the library and read. Yes, you might have to actually, you know, try to find the source. You know, watch some documentaries, watch some interviews of this person who said it, who has knowledge on it, actually give like a visual talk about it. And, you know, my boy Ant opened my mind up. He came up here a few weeks ago, showed me this documentary, and it just blew my mind that there's just so much more in this world, so much more to life that we're being held back on, whether it's technology, other life, religion, you know, just the power of your mind, what you can, like, the mind's a weapon. You can make yourself do things that, if you can make yourself sick, think about it. If you wake up every day and say you're sick, you're this, you're that, your body starts breaking down, becoming of that. Literally, this guy did a test on water. He had 2 cups of water. He spoke good to water, you know, you're beautiful, you're pure, you're happy, you're clean. And they had another thing of water. It's like, you know, you're evil, you're wicked, you're sick, you're toxic. And while he was saying that, he also would play different types of music. This one water guy, jazz, and, you know, peaceful, good, positive music. Other guy got some other music, got some heavy metal type stuff. And the water that got the other, the negativity became toxic. It became dirty. It was like, it was undrinkable damn near. I was like, wow. Like, the color actually changed in the water. And he did that based off of just the words of his tongue and vibrations from the music. The other water, it looked like snowflakes. Beautiful, perfect, crystallized snowflakes. It actually became pure. It was clean. And it's like, imagine what you do when you pray for your food. You pray for the people, when you talk to people. If your voice connects to water, imagine, and think about it, the human body is made of what? 70% water. Imagine what you do to people when you say certain things. So imagine what you do to yourself when you say certain things to yourself. You got to manifest it. You got to really believe it. You got to really be the one to set the tone, set the bar. If you set your bar high and your friends see that you're changing and that bar is high, they'll catch up. You're either gonna catch up or you're gonna fall behind. And when they fall by the wayside, let them. Don't fall back. Don't lower your standard to come to them. You got that business out there and they try to get the discount, fuck that discount. Tell them your worth. That's your worth. Cause they don't know what you did behind closed doors. The nights you cried, the nights you about to gave up, the nights you felt depressed, I know about you, that you ain't gonna make it. The nights you went broke, you spent your last on this product so you can make it go, and it didn't go. They don't know about that, so know your worth. This year is all about 2021. I remember before 2021, I saw 2021, 21, 21. I saw it three times. I saw 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. I saw it three times together, and it blew my mind. I was just like, how? Like, what is this? And then the next year came, and I see 21 Savage drop 21, 21, 21. I was like, okay. And then I seen a bus drive by, and it had 21, 21, 21. So I'm like, I don't know what the numbers mean. I know I looked up the Angel numbers, but I was like, bet, if I seen those two consecutively like that many times, this either just take my own belief, what I believe in, and go with it. And just actually believe in myself and boost myself and get myself really out there, get myself known, get myself my face out there to really to let people know what I'm doing. That I'm not just doing this and that. I'm out here trying to start a brand. I'm out here trying to start a business, or I'm out here trying. You got to put yourself out there. It's not you're not annoying people. You're chasing your goal. You're chasing your dreams. These people who made it, they had to do this every day. They willing to sacrifice, whether it was going out, relationships, friendships. You got to. That's what you got to do. It'll happen. It'll come. Excuse me, my bad. It'll happen. It'll come. You just gotta know what you want and where you at and how you want to continue in life. And I just hope that this year that everybody really eats, that they're prosperous and they go far and they go forward. No, always forward, no steps back. It's always forward. It's never steps back. And the more you go forward, the less chances you have of taking steps back. It's just that easy. You just gotta really believe. And the minute you truly believe and you really want to go, your body would, it's like a, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a switch. It's literally like a switch. It hits you so deep, so quick. And you don't know how to explain it because you never had that feeling before. You never felt that. And you're just like, I don't explain it. Also, my friend Mary, I just had some good news today. And I was like, I don't know if I got people praying over me, God's watching over me, or I just got good people speaking on me. But today I got some good news. I was in a dark place, but I was scared. I was fearful. And I'm not a fearful person. I'm a really uplifting, upbringing person. I fear nothing. You know, I fear nobody but the man upstairs and my pops and my mama. So it was just, you know, when I got that phone call, I told her, she was like, look, I was praying for you. I was making sure you were good. And look what happened. You got some good news. And I'm just at a point right now, I'm ready to get my life started. I'm about to start this next chapter sooner than I expected, which is good. I got business moves lined up. I've been networking with people who I never thought I would really network or connect with. And I'm like, wow, you have the same interests and goals like me. I like that. You know, those are people I need to be around. So surround yourself with a good crowd. Elevate that crowd. And they'll elevate you. Manifest this whole year. Wake up every day. Write it down. Speak it. Say it. Tell people about it. Tell the right people, because they'll say it for you back. My boy Mike always looks out for me. Always tells me. I tell that text when you're a goat. He says, no, you're the goat. Simple things like that go a long way. My boy Ant came up here to check up on me because I was going through a lot. Told me, yo, when you come home, when you get out of here, we're going to eat. Just little things like that. Start reading. Get into it. It's going to help you out. And Mike, you got my book out there. You know what book I'm talking about. I'm going to need that back. You're my boy, but I need that. But just have the right people. Have the right love around you. If you have loose ties with your family, patch those up. Patch those up. I know I got to talk to some people. My own brother, I haven't spoken to him in a long time. And I know I miss him. He misses me. We all good and everything. But it's just, I need to know that I'm elevated. He needs to elevate me. I need to elevate him more. I need to speak life into him. He's my flower, and I haven't done that. So, Mike, I love you. I'm sorry. I got you, though. But on that note, I'm going to end my podcast. We are all angels. We are all stars. We're all angels. We're all rock stars. We have none but starlight and a star potential and a star life in us. All the stardust, all the electrons, protons, neutrons, atoms, elements that are in us are crashing every day and forming new cells. They find them in the stars. So that means you have star potential in you. Do not live by kill your shine. Love you, y'all.